It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keith.
Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keith. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Busy day around here, Keith.
Very busy day.
We thought we'd talk a ton of Celtics on the program today.
Yeah.
Given Brad Stevens and his press conference yesterday, that's been put on the back burner a little bit. We are going to look at the Celtics' trade value.
Yes.
And tier that off. What are the most valuable assets that the Celtics have? And we'll do that in just a moment, along with all the big stories out there today. Don Sweeney getting a 2-year extension from the Bruins.
There's something for everybody.
Bill and Jordan, reportedly.
There's something for the lovers.
Engaged.
Yeah.
Even the Red Sox winning without Alex Cora. A lot of interesting stuff going on out there. And speaking of the Red Sox, it's a 2 for Tuesday on WEEI.
What is it?
It's a 2 for Tuesday. 2 for 2 for 2 for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 right now to the contest line. 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, you'll score a pair of tickets. See the Red Sox take on the Orioles May 24th at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now to the contest line. 617-931-0937. Give the code word to Billy and you'll score a pair of tickets. See the Red Sox and the Orioles May 24th, Fenway Park. All part of a 2 for Tuesday. You'll have two more opportunities on this show. 12:30 and 1:30 to win tickets. That'll continue through WEEI afternoons as well. We got Mike Vrabel speaking live at 11:45. We have the match at high noon.
Wow, it's almost too much.
Almost too much to keep track of, Keith.
I'm overwhelmed.
I agree, but we're doing Celtics trade value right now on a Tier Tuesday. What do we have for tiers?
All right, so Celtics trade value, because it is such a important, busy offseason, and it is already underway, sadly, and Brad Stevens spoke about it a little bit yesterday. We know they have to, or they're going to try to get under that second apron, and then some. So we're looking at all the players that are under contract for next season, as well as their draft picks coming up in June, and we're going to tier them based off of their value. So right now we have 5 tiers. That can change. Tiers are fluid. Top one, Godfather offer.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Nice.
Vito Corleone.
Big. I'm going to make him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Big deal.
I do a pretty compelling Vito Corleone.
Very so, mean, although Vito didn't do the offer, did he?
Oh, he said that.
Yeah?
What are you talking about?
I thought that was a Michael offer. I thought that was a Michael offer. Let me hear it again.
No, that's Vito.
Keith is
I want to make him an offer he can't refuse.
I can hear it now.
That's Vito.
Yeah, I think your impression threw me off a little bit. I expected him to be a little scratchy.
I think I have allergies. So Godfather offers the top tier. You're gonna need to show up with a Godfather offer for us to part with people in this tier. Next one down, Good Hall.
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna need a good haul.
Nice. That's
not a Godfather offer. You have to get the Godfather
that's
involved.
The good return.
I need a pretty good haul.
This is more of a
yes.
Michael offer.
Yeah, that's more of a Michael Corleone. Let's make a deal.
Sometimes the best deals you make are the ones that you don't.
Wow.
That's like a Fredo. That's like a Fredo Corleone.
That's a Fredo offer. There you go.
Let's make a deal.
Yeah, right?
Maybe not the best player in the world, but there's a deal to be done. Next tier down, take them. Just take them.
Yeah, you can have them.
Take them.
They're yours.
Who is this? Like, go away.
And then the last one, please take them.
My offer is this. Nothing.
There's Michael.
There we go.
It all
comes full circle.
So 5 tiers for all of these players. Well, let's begin right off the rip.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum, out for the season next year, we assume. And how does he recover from the Achilles on down the line? A lot of questions now with Jason Tatum. I think the initial thought would be he's in the top tier no matter what. Does the injury change things for you?
No. Godfather
offer. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Now,
I agree.
That doesn't mean he can't be moved. I believe most players in all sports, you should listen on all these offers. So tell me what the offer is.
You just have to get a huge haul in return.
Right. And maybe the injury even changed that for some fans out there, but I would say Godfather offer for Tatum.
I would have to agree with that.
Okay.
Jaylen Brown. Now, Jaylen, he makes a ton of money. So does Tatum.
It's not a Godfather offer.
I think it might be.
You think so?
So
I want a good haul.
Well, is Cooper Flagg, for example, a good haul? Well, or that's a Godfather offer.
That's a good point. But I need a lot less for Jaylen than I need for Tatum.
I think they're both. Like I want to keep both guys, is my point. Like, I want them both on the team in 2027. So I would only part with him for the Godfather offer.
So you need a Cooper Flagg, nothing less for Jaylen Brown.
Pretty much. Otherwise, I'm keeping him. I think he's got too much value.
I see what you're saying. Right. It's like, Tatum has more trade value than Jaylen, which I guess is how I was looking at it. But
there's only five
I'm
tiers.
Not really trying to break them up.
You're trying to do power rankings again.
I am trying to do power rankings again. You're
they
right.
They can be on the same tier.
Put them on the Godfather.
All right. I'm going to make them an offer again with you.
Now, you ready for this? I was on TV last night, Bragg.
Oh, and, nice.
I was asked, what percent chance is Jaylen Brown back on the team? I was like, 95.
Yeah.
I should have said 93.7. That's a miss by me. I said 95.
Good.
Because I'm like, you'd never say never.
Yeah.
And Chris Forsberg, who covers the Celtics, said 89%, which means 11% chance he thinks Jaylen Brown's gone.
It's a high percentage.
Really high.
Yeah.
I was not prepared for that. I almost fell out of my chair. Anyway, all right, next one down. Drew Holiday.
Mm.
Drew Holiday is under contract for two more years, then a player option. So he has 3 years at, we'll call it good money, really good money, but still not super max money like Brown and Tatum. He also kind of was not the same guy. He's kind of broken down a bit.
Is Drew Holiday, let's make a deal? Is he a good haul?
I don't think you can expect a good haul.
I think it's let's make a deal.
I think it's
sometimes the best deals you make are the ones that you don't.
And I think based on your current roster, if you're really trying to shed salary, get under the second apron, still be competitive next year, I love Drew Holiday. I think you have to move on from him.
And you got
to
listen. Like, see what's out there.
You
like,
make a deal.
Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal.
Yeah.
Listen. That's not a tier.
No, I'm saying,
at all.
But you got to, if somebody calls you up, you have to listen. You can't turn them away. Let's make a deal. And if the deal's right, let's do it. Let's make a deal. That's a good spot.
I think you have to do that. Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay. We have Godfather offer, take good haul. Let's make a deal. Take him. Is he a please take him?
He might be a please take him.
I think he might be a please take him.
The guy said after game six, he played 11 minutes and wanted to take a sleep. He was like, I'm super tired right now. I was like, no.
I don't think Brad, we were going to spend more time on this today. All the news had us go away from. I don't think Brad did him any favors by being like, he's going to play in Eurobasket and he just, you know, he has some post-viral fatigue. I don't think he did
long
Porzingis.
COVID? No, yeah. It's not COVID.
Well, we were told it's not COVID.
It was long COVID, though.
Yeah, it's
that
true.
Different? A different animal altogether?
A non-COVID illness, I guess, could be the results of COVID.
Should we
circle
back to the mold guy from last week? Maybe he's got
honestly,
mold.
We were
in his
far
house.
Too dismissive of that guy. I say he's please take
him. I think he's please take him, although in a weird way, you can't rely on him. That's why he's a please take him. But just for the layout of the roster, because Horford and Cornett are both free agents, so they won't be on this list. You have, like, no bigs. So, right. Like, you almost need Porzingis more than Holiday based on what you have. But Porzingis is only signed for one more year. Even if you brought him back, what does he play, 41 games? And he's sleepy during most of them?
If you're lucky.
All right. Derek White.
So Derek White, to me, that's a good haul.
Okay, that sounds good.
Derek White's a Godfather offer?
Well,
Derek White's a good haul.
If you factor in the contracts, do you get more for Derek White than Jaylen Brown, even though we all acknowledge Jaylen Brown's a better player than Derek White? You know what I'm saying? Like he makes half the money, but he's not half the player.
Maybe.
Good haul still?
I think it's a good haul. You can't say you need a god, like I need Cooper Flagg for Derek White. Like, no. So that's
a good point.
Good haul.
Yeah. All right. Peyton Pritchard. Really good contract. Sixth man of the year. Might even start for you next
year.
Well,
now that you say
okay, that sounds good.
When you make the contract argument, he probably is in the good haul tier. Like, why would you trade? Why are you, like, calling people up being like, hey, let's make a deal for Peyton Pritchard?
You almost can't.
It's not a Godfather offer. So, yeah, it's a good haul for Peyton Pritchard.
Sam Hauser. So, he goes up. So, he made, like, $2 million this year. Then he jumps up to, like, $10 million.
Is he take him or is he let's make a deal?
I
think he's let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal.
Sometimes the best deals you make are the ones that you don't.
I'm not giving him away. Bill Chisholm might give him away and be like, I save what? Take him.
Yeah.
Please take him.
But then that's also a year from
now. He's let's make a deal.
Yeah, I like Hauser. He didn't have a great year, but he's also one of those guys that if you didn't have him next year, you'd be like, you know what we need? Like a Hauser type. You're like, yeah, you just got rid of him.
Yeah, you ditched him.
All right, now we're going to get into some of the other bottom of the tier guys. First round pick, rookie Baylor Shireman.
I mean, I'm not saying take him. Is he let's make a deal?
Yeah, probably.
Sometimes the best deals you make are the ones
you just
got
him.
Yeah.
And he's a cheap guy, so what would be the point of dealing him, right?
Yeah, but if you throw him into a deal to get a little something that you want, sure, let's make a deal on Baylor Shireman.
Xavier Tillman.
My offer is this. Nothing.
That's a take him.
Take him.
You can have him.
Take him.
He's yours.
Kata? I kind of like Kata.
My offer is this.
All right, we're not.
Nothing.
Is he take him?
Yeah.
I think he's probably take him.
I think those guys might be lower if you weren't already moving on from Horford and Cornette, or at least possibly moving on from those guys. Like, you kind of need somebody to play up front.
You do.
So, let's see. Jordan Walsh.
Jordan Walsh is a take him.
Who is this? Like, go away.
That's fair. JD Davidson, the G League Player of the Year.
Who is this? Like, go away.
That's another take him.
Take him. All right.
Yeah, this is now, that's a busy tier.
It is a busy tier. All right. Finally, the first round pick, which is 28th overall, they also have a second round pick after making a deal. I think it was the Porzingis deal, which is 32 overall. So I don't know how much value really either pick has, but you could always package the two together, move up a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm draft.
In.
I don't know.
I think, not to do them both at once, but I think pick 28 and pick 32, that's let's make a deal.
In let's
the,
make a deal.
In the right deal, I'm moving them, right?
Let's make a deal.
Sometimes the best deals you make are the ones that you don't.
If it was,
I would even go, but yeah, especially because they're in a spot now where they need cheap guys.
Yeah.
That didn't come out right. But they need affordable contracts.
Yes, there you go.
That's what I meant to say the first time.
Yeah.
I think they have a little bit more of it. Normally, I would say, oh, you're a good team. Bottom of the first round. What are you going to really do with that? Go ahead and flip it. Like, Brad Stevens hasn't really had many first-round picks in his time here.
No.
But, yeah, let's make a deal.
Okay, so where do we settle on our Celtics trade value tiers?
All right, Celtics trade value tiers, the Godfather offer, just Tatum and Brown.
Okay.
Probably fair. The good haul would be Derek White and Peyton Pritchard.
Okay.
Now, again, this isn't ranking the players on their skill set. Yeah, you have to factor in the contract.
The contract is important. Yeah.
Let's make a deal. Jrue Holiday, Sam Hauser, Baylor Shireman, and their two draft picks.
Okay, makes sense.
Take them. Tillman, Kata, Walsh, JD Davidson.
That might be our most perfect tier.
And then, sadly, please take them alone. Kristaps Porzingis.
I think the bottom tiers are our two best by far.
Yeah.
I think they're all good.
They're great.
I think looking at them, they're all good. I think the take them and please take them.
Just seeing Porzingis' face on the bottom line, I always feel bad. The guy's a nice player. He's just unfortunately not available.
Yeah, he's a nice player. Just please take him off the team.
Please take him.
Yeah, please. We're asking nicely.
Just take him.
So that's a Tier Tuesday every Tuesday here on Jones and Keith.